Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll get it done then. So we are on the line with Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa. And Brian, there was another near tragedy that happened on Sunday evening when a pedestrian was struck on Niagara Falls Boulevard. You know, this is not something new. You and I have talked about this several times before already. But the fact that it keeps happening again, obviously it's got to be a very frustrating thing. But there is something that's being done on Niagara Falls Boulevard, is that right?
Yeah, right now we're in the process of adding lights to our side of the boulevard. Town of Wanda is going to be adding lights to their side of the boulevard. So, I mean, that's good that we're taking those steps. Unfortunately, you know, this is untimely. I mean, we're literally looking to cross thresholds and get some of this stuff fixed. I don't know the details of what time of day it was exactly, so I'm not sure what the lighting conditions were, but that's an area just north of where we currently have lights energized. And, you know, it's exceedingly difficult for me as a municipal leader to have to keep dealing with pedestrian accidents or accidents in general. I think there were some 300 automobile accidents on that road annually for the past 5 years. It's ridiculous.
I know it's got to get so frustrating at this point because, like I said, we've talked about this several times with you before, but, you know, do you think at some point the pedestrians have to kind of get the idea of, listen, Niagara Falls Boulevard is a dangerous road that you just shouldn't cross, period, unless you have also, you know, unless you follow every single rule in the book? Do you think at some point some pedestrians need to take responsibility? And I say that with the context of we don't know all the details about how this accident happened and what the circumstances were, but do you think at some point pedestrians need to be better cautious about crossing that road?
You know, it's so hard to blame a pedestrian. They're not armed with 1,000 pounds of metal moving at 45 miles an hour. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody in that road, pedestrians, drivers, you know, everybody needs to do a better job of paying attention to where they are and have better situational awareness. I think that's fair to say. The problem that we run into there is we have a lot of induced pedestrian activity. There's a lot of reasons for pedestrians to try to cross. So if we're going to operate a road like that, you're really operating a main street. If you're going to have a main street, then you need to make sure that main street is safe. If I had the same type of interaction, you know, on Main Street in Williamsville, I would be freaking out because of the nature of the businesses. And people would say this isn't right and demand immediate action. Well, the same goes here. You've got neighborhoods that are extremely dense that back up to a road that provides, you know, restaurants and bars and Rite Aids and pharmacies and donut shops. It's a main street. So we need to treat it like one. And that means we need to reduce the speed from 35 down to 30. It should have been that way to begin with. You know, we need to take drastic actions now on this road. The 198, a person gets hit, and the 198 drops its speed, and the world goes into crisis mode there. It's past crisis mode on this road.
Do you think there's a way to get more of a police presence on Niagara Falls Boulevard, or do you think there's already a good enough one there now to try to enforce either the current speed limit or, you know, just all the various red lights, whatever violations there are on the traffic's front?
And between us and Tom Tonawanda, we've both agreed to step up our presence. We think we already have a good presence. The problem is, frankly, it's extraordinarily difficult for police to do police work there. As dangerous as it is for pedestrians and for motorists, it's also dangerous for police. So, you know, all these things kind of come rushing together now, and here we are trying to figure out what to do. And at the end of the day, The road's just incorrect. It needs to fundamentally change. For what is on that road, the road is no longer a safe road to operate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.